Well, Tony, I have another little activity I need your help with if you are willing. Oh, good. Okay. He's willing. I love it. Let me get closer.
Okay.
I have 2 packs of Oreos. Now, we're not going to eat them until after church, okay? But for right now, we're just going to talk a little bit about it. So you get one, and I get one. Seems fair, right? Okay. What if I took yours? Would you like that? No, you don't like that. Well, there's a lesson in lots of religions that said, if you don't like something being done to you, don't do that to others. So if you don't want someone to take your cookies, don't take somebody else's. If you don't want someone to tease you, don't tease other people. There's actually a piece of religious writing that is in some scriptures, and it's a person named Tobit. And Tobit teaches us how to behave with one another by talking about what we don't want to happen. So that's, don't is a negative thing. So that's
2 Oreos in both packs.
Yeah, so now I have 4. Lots of religions, Tony, have a lesson like this, but it's written in the negative. If you don't want this to happen to you, don't do it to someone else. But let's say I have 2 packages, you have none. Following that rule, you know you wouldn't want anyone to take Oreos from you. So you don't take mine. Good job. But maybe that's not a good enough rule. So Jesus came and said, he set a rule that we think of in school called the golden rule. Have you heard that in either school or in scouts, the golden rule? What Jesus said is, yeah, so listen, Jesus said, think about how you would want to be treated and treat other people that way. So he said it in a positive way. You have no Oreos. I have 2 packages. Now, if I were you and I had no Oreos, I would want someone to share with me, right? So, Tony, I can imagine what it's like for you right now, sad without any Oreos. So Jesus' teaching would mean I share with you, right? Because that's what I would want to happen to me if the situation was reversed. Now, did I benefit from giving you Oreos? I have less Oreos now. But when we follow Jesus, we learn that we have joy when we share, when we treat others nicely and kindly. And so we help, we feel better when we help someone else's life be better, even if it's something simple like having Oreos. That's what we're called. So that's the lesson in our scripture today, one of the pieces of the lesson. That's an important one. So I hope you listen for those words. You can go to your seat. Remember, you're going to save the Oreo until after church, right?
Yeah.
And try listening to the rest of the message. Now, some of you have heard me talk before about the platinum rule. I don't know who coined that phrase, although there is a book titled that. It takes the golden rule and asks us to take perspective of the other person more seriously and do what they would want to have done to them. Not just what we would want. Thinking about what we would want is pretty self-centered. Thinking about what they would want. So I have an Oreo. I might consider that Linda doesn't have an Oreo. And since I would want one, if I didn't have one, I might want to give it to her. That's the golden rule. But following the platinum rule, I might pause to ask, what does Linda really want? Does she even like Oreos? Oh, she does. I might think, is she being cautious about her health or blood sugar?
No.
Is the not today. But I might think about that. Is the Oreo really a gift to somebody, or is it maybe even a burden that they have to say, oh, thank you so much, and they can't really eat it, or they don't want it? After church, I'll save it for you, Linda. So Jesus didn't go into that great length of detail, but when he said love one another, it's implied that we consider what the other person wants and needs. So we're moving along through the Sermon on the Mount. Last week we read Jesus saying, don't judge. And we talked about trying to be curious instead of judgmental. Today Jesus is asking his disciples to go further. But before he gives us this instruction, and almost everyone across the world in a religion has some version of the golden rule. Sometimes it's written in the negative, don't do to others what you don't want to have done to you. Others, it's written the positive, do to others as you would want. But before he gets there, he talks about asking for help. Now, it seems like he's talking about prayer, and that could be, but it's additionally instructions to them on how they're to live their lives together. So it's not just about asking what we need, it's about listening to what others need. So listen now to Matthew 7, 7 through 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asked for bread, would give a stone? Or if the child asked for a fish, would give a snake? If you, then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
That's a very familiar piece of scripture. There's multiple songs. You know, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. That's, and so on. It can sure sound like we can get whatever we want if we just ask God for it. And Jesus once again uses idealistic imagery here. We all know that not every parent provides adequate food for their kids. Even back then, their kids were hungry. And if we've ever had a task of going door to door to sell things, we know just because we knock, the door doesn't open. Now, I wonder if the problem with our understanding is that because Jesus used examples of tangible items, we get it into our heads that this is what prayer is for, to ask for things. Think about what percent of your time in your life when you've prayed is asking for things, whether it's action or items. Is God Santa Claus for us? We only write to Santa when we want something once a year, and the rest of the year we forget about him. But God says he wants to give us our daily bread. And as Jesus taught earlier in the prayer that he gave his disciples, ask daily for your daily bread. Jesus says he's the bread of life. Whoever comes to him will not hunger. He's not talking about belly hunger. He's talking about soul hunger. Knock and the door will be open. Well, where does that door lead? Is it a prize door that we seek? Maybe behind there's a new toaster or a new car? Or is Jesus offering us communion with God? Jesus isn't making an argument here for how to fulfill our tangible needs through prayer, but he's promising that God is good, better than the best parents on earth, and God will meet us with good things. God is waiting for us to be in communion with him, to seek him, to spend time with him. So it's not a passage about getting whatever we ask for. We all know that's not true. We've all prayed for healings that didn't happen, for blessings we thought somebody or we needed that didn't happen. And that's not a statement that God isn't loving. But here Jesus is promising God is trustworthy and good. And the best thing we can seek and receive is the presence of God in life itself. Now, additionally, the disciples Jesus was talking to were vowing to live together communally. So this is also instruction on how to love one another. This is how they are going to create the kingdom of God on earth. Are you hungry? Ask a neighbor. If you're that neighbor, give them bread, not rocks. Often we read this passage as if we are the ones seeking and knocking. But Jesus talks about his listeners as providers, as the parents that know how to feed their kids. And so he ends with this admonition that we call the golden rule, because he's helping his disciples learn how to live together. We're called to be vessels that God's goodness works through. And so we have to be the hands that help. We are blessed to be a blessing. And if we're in doubt of how we should ask or how we should act, we can ask, if I were that person, what would I want done for myself? How many public policies would be different if the members of our government seriously took that lesson from Jesus? Do to others what you would want done to you. To remember that we are all our brother's keepers, and everyone everywhere is our brother and our neighbor. Love your neighbor. We are called to be good just as God is. And the only way we can become more good is to spend more time with Jesus, to spend more time with God, to spend time seeking and knocking and going through those doors that God always has open for us. I don't think the metaphorical doors Jesus talks about, this access to God, I don't think those doors are ever closed. It's helpful if we knock, it's helpful if we seek, but the doors are open. I cat sat once for a friend whose cat was definitely a lover of food. He was a big boy. He was named Moose, and he was named that as a kitten, but he grew into that name. But she could leave her 10-pound bag of food open right there, and he would sit waiting for you to put food into his dish. He never tried to get in it. He never tried to knock it over. Like, my cats would be all up in it. He would literally wait. It's like, it's right there. You can help yourself. You don't have to starve. I feel like God is that open bag of cat food. Like, I'm right here. Come on in. Feed yourself. Take some initiative. Seek. Knock. Go. Ask. If we seek, we'll always find God, because God is always here and God is everywhere. If we ask, God always has a yes for us. It's not a yes for things, but a yes for us. And then the last thing Jesus says is, be God's love in the world. Treat others the way you would want. That's a real relatable lesson. Amen.